Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Daryl? How are you?
I love the happy sounds of the Mighty Mighty Boston.
I was just thinking exactly. I was like, oh, it's Mighty Mighty Boston's. I love this. This is good stuff. How can you not be in a good mood after hearing that song? You have to
be. Knock on wood, right?
It's good. All right. Well, first, let's start with OTAs, and then we have a ton of dome questions for you because you are the man on that. Let's start with OTAs, your assessment of what you were able to witness yesterday.
Let's put it this way. They will not put that offensive showing in the archives. In fact, they might want to burn some of that tape. But
Daryl, yeah, quarterbacks completed passes and threw some touchdowns.
Yeah. Okay.
All I saw was Shedeur Sanders' touchdown pass over and over and over again.
See his interception?
Nope.
I don't know what we learned yesterday watching that. Kenny Pickett really seems to be QB1 right now. That's my view of the current state of the competition. I still think Shedeur Sanders is QB4 of four, but he's catching up to Dylan Gabriel. Yesterday was not a great day for Dylan Gabriel, but again, we're doing it's OTAs, so here's the unfair assessment of how the quarterbacks are performing portion of the program. That's kind of where I'm at.
What's Kenny Pickett looking like?
Okay. I mean, not blowing me away, but they certainly are, I think, giving him an opportunity here to take the lead in this quarterback race, but he is definitely not running away with it.
Hmm. All right. I know I hate asking these questions after I know you've only seen him twice. Who do you think is the best one out there of the four quarterbacks? Who's the best one?
Yeah.
It's that bad?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's not that it's that bad. It's just it's OTAs. It's they're going on air and a lot of times, and it's too early to judge this stuff. And I know you're looking for judgment, but I don't want to say one thing one week and then come back the next week and have to tell you something exactly opposite, right? It's very fluid right now. But it was good to see Shedeur get a couple 11-on-11 reps. You look good in red zone yesterday. And you definitely see the progress that he's making. I don't think he's there yet, but you definitely see the arm talent there. We all know what Joe Flacco brings to the table. And, I don't feel like the Kenny Pickett is running away with anything right now. He's getting opportunities, and he's doing okay. This is far from over.
Pecking order for the running backs.
I really like watching Junkins, Jeff. That room, I think, this year with him and Sampson, I think they both those two guys could be the new Nick Chubb Kareem Hunt combo. I really do. It's tough to evaluate the running backs because you don't know what's a 2-yard loss. You don't know what's a 5-yard game. You don't know if they truly broke free and got into the third level of the defense because there's no contact right now. But they look great running through bags.
All right, let's switch gears.
That's funny.
Ready?
I'm just telling you the way it is. I mean, you know, it's when we get to training camp and they put on the pads, that's when I think folks that go out to Berea for training camp are going to get really excited about these two young running backs because you see it in the shorts, in the shirt, and the helmet, and all that. It's a different animal though when you're doing live 11-on-11 reps. Mm-hmm. So. You know, right now it's about establishing fundamentals, learning the system, understanding assignments and things like that within that room. But once they get on the pads, then I'm really, I think, and fans too, going to be really, really excited about what those two kids are going to bring to the table this year as rookies.
All right, Darryl, let's get over to the dome. I'm trying to think of the best way to put this.
Mike Gallagher, by the way, a county councilman, discovered that
stole my line
and confirmed that Brook Park, in fact, is located within Cuyahoga County.
Yes, stole my line, Jeff. I listened to my joke come to fruition. Hey, as I watched Daryl's Twitter feed yesterday or X feed,
maybe he's a big fan of the show. There,
I was happy to hear him say it. I was like, wait a minute, this guy is on Cuyahoga Council, which I didn't really know even existed. Until
you didn't
yesterday.
Know there was a Cuyahoga County Council?
I thought we got rid of that. I thought we had three commissioners, and then we went to one commissioner, and then all of a sudden now it's like, okay, there's a council. That's okay. Gallagher hit the nail on the head yesterday, though. I mean, he was reminding people that both Berea and Brook Park are in Cuyahoga County. So good job out of him yesterday. All right, let's start with that. Before we get to the dome, give me your impressions of what the expanded complex is going to look like in Berea.
I mean, it's going to be really nice. In fact, one of the buildings, they have a very ambitious timeline to get it up in a year. But the rest of the complex will be done in about a 2-year timeline. Berea Mid Park High School, they're going to play their high school football games at the new community field. It's going to seat about 7,000 folks. I think that's obviously a nice touch. Kevin Stefanski said that he intends to hold night practices on that field during training camp. I think that obviously is going to be a nice touch. But University Hospital's doing a sports medical center there, so I think that's really going to help the players out a little bit, and that'll be nice.
It'll be Greenbrier without the bunker, right?
Yeah.
Or the cost. Well,
I don't know if it's Greenbrier without the bunker, but it's going to be nice. They're going to put a hotel there, some apartments, some retail, plenty of parking for folks. It did get scaled back a little bit from their original vision, but with the opportunity still to go ahead and do a field house community center of some sort. But for this initial phase, they're just going to stick with what they announced yesterday. Looks great. Can't wait to see it completed. I think it's going to make the experience of people going out there for training camp and just going to that part of Berea, going to make it a very positive experience for them.
Darryl,
by the way, Jeff, you asked, it's between $150 and $200 million.
Nice.
That's what they're going to spend. So.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nice. Before everything, or since everything that's happened with the state and the $600 million and everything else, how close is the dome to becoming a reality in your estimation?
They're 75% of the way home. So what has to happen now is the Senate has to vote on this budget that includes the earmark that you mentioned. If the Senate votes yes and the earmark is in, it'll go to what's called conference committee, because right now we have three different plans. We have the governor's plan, which is to tax the gaming companies, double that, make from 20 to 40%, use that 20%, create the stadium construction fund for statewide, and then the Browns would get the state support from that. The House plan was straight, not $600 million in bonds. My view, that's very bad. Bonding this with the state, that's just not the way to do it. And then obviously the Senate plan, you've got $4.8 billion sitting collecting dust in this unclaimed funds fund. And so what they're doing is they're taking $1.7 billion of that with a B, putting that in a stadium construction fund. And that is monies that have been sitting there for 10, 15, 20 years. And they're going to take that and pull the $600 million out of that so it becomes a cash payment, a cash grant. Therefore, there's no bonding. There's no impact to the state general fund that everyone's concerned about. There's no affecting the state credit rating. All of that can still be used for all the programs that, you know, folks should really contact their state representatives to advocate for. Instead of angry tweeting at me, because I'm not a state rep, I have no skin in that game, contact your state reps. If there are things that are important to you that you don't feel like they're addressing, like that's what our system of government is about. So I really like the Senate plan, because you got this money that's been unclaimed for over a decade. It's just sitting there collecting dust, doing nothing. And they're going to be able to replenish the coffers. It's not going to be in jeopardy of anyone that's owed any money. And they're not going to be able to get their money that's owed to them or their loved ones. And then the other thing, too, is with the Senate plan, the Browns are on the hook. Actually, in all three of these plans, the Browns are on the hook here. The state wants a $50 million escrow account from them, which they're happy to do. To cover any tax projection shortfalls, because one of the main arguments you're hearing right now is, well, the Browns have overly inflated, they're overly optimistic about the tax revenue projections for that complex. So what the state of Ohio said to protect our investment in this project, if your tax projections fall short, we get now to dip into the escrow account and pull money out to make up for the shortfall. And then if those funds get depleted, well, now you got to put another $50 million into the escrow account. And we rinse and repeat this process. If the complex performs at or above the level that the Browns have said it would, then after 16 years, the Browns get to claw the money back from that escrow account. So
this is not a boondoggle, as it was described on your show, wasn't it?
This is not the free ride that everyone feels that the Haslam Sports Group is getting with this. They're investing over $2 billion of their own money in this project themselves. So they stand to lose a lot if it doesn't work. Let's keep that in mind. So that's where we're at. If the Senate passes it with the earmark, they'll go to conference committee. You will then have the governor, the House, and the Senate all saying, this is a good project. We should put the $600 million into it. And then they will, in conference committee, figure out the construct and mechanisms for doing that. And then I expect the governor to go ahead and sign off on it. So the Senate vote is the next big step here.
Just real quick, what could stop this? What could stop the dome from happening right now?
Well, if the Senate doesn't approve the earmark. Because what it was proposed in put into what they're going to vote on. So if it gets cut out of there, then, you know, things get really, really interesting. But my gut tells me they will approve it, and then they'll go into conference committee, sort everything out, and when the governor signs off on the budget at the end of the month, the earmark will be in there, and Brook Park will become a reality.
There you go. Darryl Ryder, thank you very much. Appreciate you.
You bet, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you, D.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.